Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and the show is to help you craft a new money story, the story that you tell yourself, positive or negative, is what you will often create in your reality in physical form. So if you are ready for better, you're going to have to create a story that supports better flowing into your life. And so this show is designed to help you do that. It's taken from a program I used to teach called Divine Money. I believe I shared some of Divine Money in the last podcast. I no longer offer this service. It's embedded in all of the other work I do one-on-one. But I thought, what a wonderful space to share this content here on the podcast. This show is sponsored by my program, Abundance for All. It is a 8-part program designed to help you activate the energy of financial abundance in your life. 8 sermons. There is commentary to help you understand the sermons, as well as exercises you can do to take what you heard in the sermons and really integrate it into your life. It's a beautiful program. It's available for immediate download on my website at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Click Abundance for All. And if you are looking to work one-on-one with a coach, please consider my new service, the Activate Intuitive Coaching Package, designed to help you create the life of your dreams. And it walks you through. I walk you through. I take you through the journey of starting the process of creating all which you desire. I help you uncover what's getting in the way of you living that dream. And I help you embody the energy of your dream so that you receive the intuitive wisdom that you need to take the steps you need to take to get what you want. So if you are ready for more, please consider my service, the Activate Intuitive Coaching Package. It's 30 days with me. And if you are really ready for more, if you're super just open and pumped and you want it, consider the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package as well. Again, all my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Okay, let's talk about your new money story. You're going to start to write a new story for yourself. And the goal of writing a new money story is to explore what abundance means to you. And you will intuitively discover through this podcast the characteristics of your most abundant self. When you know the characteristics of your most abundant self, you will start to live that way. Just naturally. It'll just happen. But there is some work to get you to that natural place, because I do believe we are conditioned to think that abundance, prosperity, money is unnatural. But it truly is an extension of being human. Living a prosperous life, having more than enough, is a natural expression of our divinity. It's a natural expression of our connection to God, to connection to source, connection to nature, whichever descriptive word you use for your higher power. So in order to connect to your new money story, you first have to make peace with your money past. You need to forgive yourself and you need to forgive life. Take a quiet moment and reflect on everything that's happened in your financial life and forgive anything and everyone that has caused you hurt, shame, pain, fear, sadness, anxiety, worry, self-doubt, deprivation, stress, rejection, abandonment, anger, or a sense of being trapped. Yeah, the more you make peace with your financial past and you forgive it and accept it for what it is, knowing that it doesn't need to repeat itself, the more empowered you will feel. Next, you're going to want to do a releasing exercise around the limiting beliefs that you might be holding about money. So just take a moment and ask yourself, where am I potentially limited in my perception of what is possible for me? I was having a conversation yesterday with a couple of people, and I realized that they were holding some generational beliefs about prosperity that have been passed down that I don't think they ever served a purpose, but maybe at a time they did serve a purpose, but they really don't serve a purpose now. And we are being called to see our world differently. We're being called to see prosperity and abundance differently. We're being called to see money differently. And so if you're holding any belief that tells you you can't have it, it's not possible, it won't work, you're not enough, you haven't done enough, then you're going to need to let go of that. This is a part of the work I do with clients, but you can do this on your own. It does take some work to identify limiting beliefs. And so trust your intuition to guide you and then start the process. Write down what those limiting beliefs are and state that I now release these beliefs for my highest and greatest good. I am now free. And maybe you've done some limiting belief work around money before. You can always do it again. Until you get what you want, keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it. Now, there are some characteristics of an abundant mindset that you'll need to adopt. And so take a moment as I read through this list to really see, intuitively see, where you may need to shift your mindset around abundance. So the first is you need to have a positive and healthy image of yourself. You need to see yourself as good. You need to see yourself as capable. You need to see yourself as empowered. Next, you need to be focused on the present moment. Often when we think about money, we look at it from the past, what didn't work, where we felt we failed, or we look at it from the future, oh my God, there might not be enough, right? And so really bring your attention to the present moment and know that this is your point of power, and what you are feeding yourself, the energy you are holding, is what you will ultimately create in the future. This is a wonderful time for affirmation work. This is a wonderful time for doing this new money story exercise. The present moment is your point of power. So if you do want a different result in the future, focus right now and do the work you need to do. Next, you got to have an optimistic perspective about the future. If you're on my newsletter list, the card for today was all about expecting the best for your life. You can't control the world. You can't control what's going to happen with the pandemic. You can't control what our leaders are going to do, but you can control you. And so start to expect that the best is going to happen and hold an optimistic perspective about the future. Next, you got to believe that life is good. You got to believe that life is good. You got to believe that life is on your side. You got to believe that Spirit's working it all out for you. That's your faith, right? Next, you got to feel that you're doing your best at any given moment. And if you, right now, if you're sensing you're not doing your best, just ask yourself intuitively, what small shift do I need to make right now? What small shift do I need to make right now so I can feel that I'm doing my best at earning money? I'm doing my best at managing my money well. I'm doing my best to prepare for whatever I am anticipating for my future, whatever you want. Are you preparing for it? And start to trust yourself again around money. The next, in developing an abundant mindset, you need to know that you can always earn more. There's no such thing as a fixed income. There's no such thing as a set income, though there are energetic set points. It's very much in alignment with the Gay Hendricks perspective on an upper limits problem, meaning once you hit a certain level of happiness, once you hit a certain level of prosperity, it's like you can't allow yourself to have more than that. And either you work against yourself or you stop right there. And so that glass ceiling can be shattered by believing that you can earn more, you can have more, you can live a more prosperous life. Next, to develop an abundance mindset, you got to believe you can have what you want. You got to believe you can have what you want. You got to believe you can have what you want. You got to believe you can have what you want, whatever it is. I know this to be true. We put a lot of limitations on what we can have in our life. And we connect a lot of dots that don't necessarily need to be connected. Just focus on your purest, cleanest desire. If you desire to be a millionaire, own that desire, embody that desire, believe that that desire is on your heart because God wants you to be a millionaire. You want to be a millionaire. If you desire to get married and have a family, know that that desire is on your heart and it's meant for you. And do everything that you can possibly do to set yourself up for that reality. And it starts with believing that it's okay to have what you want. It's okay to have what you want. It's okay to have what you want. Release the limitations. Release the thought that I have to do things that I don't want to do. Release the thought that I just need to accept it. No, you can truly have exactly what you want. That is your point of power. Exactly what you want is how you make the magic of the universe, the magic of spirit, work on your behalf. Let go next, and then developing an abundant mindset. Let go of your perspective that debt is bad. It's neither good nor bad. It's just how you feel about it. I think Amanda Francis has a perspective that might be beneficial to some. She says that debt is just an opportunity to pay for something over a period of time. You get to decide whatever perspective you want to hold about debt, but see yourself as empowered. See yourself as empowered. See yourself as capable of paying that debt down if that's the desire. See your debt as something positive, as something that is benefiting you. And it's from that place that you'll receive any intuitive insight that you need to manage that debt. Next, in developing an abundant mindset and telling yourself a new money story, know the goal is to feel appreciation, joy, empowerment, freedom, love, knowledge, peace, excitement/enthusiasm. Excitement might be the initial hit, and then it moves into enthusiasm. Passion is definitely one that is a feeling that creates abundance. Okay, next, in developing an abundant mindset, you don't have to be perfect. And this is one I say to you often. If you're on my newsletter list, you know, in my intuitive messages, spirit gives the people that follow me this message often. You don't have to be perfect. You just need to be self-aware and do what is right for you. Really trust your intuition. Trust that what is meant for you will be yours. The universe is always working on your behalf. And then lastly, in developing a new mindset around abundance, you have to be fully and completely open to receiving. See money as a force of good. See yourself using it in beautiful and wonderful ways. See it flowing in. Be open to receiving. I keep getting a lot of messages around putting something together. Maybe it'll be a podcast. Maybe it'll be a book around receiving. I think that there is more that we need to know about receiving. But remember this, that receiving is an energy space. It is a internal openness. It is a natural leaning towards appreciation for what you have. Receiving means accepting all that is available to you at any given moment. It is a state in which You are allowing things to come to you. It's not a doing when you're in receiving mode. So there will definitely be times where you are doing. It's necessary. But then there needs to be equally as much time where you are in the state of receiving. It is an energy. It is an energy. Meditation can help with creating this openness so that you can receive feeling the feeling of receiving what you want can put you in the state of receiving. Really believing in yourself, believing in your work ethic, believing in your perspective, believing in what you're up to can put you in the state of receiving. Be open to receiving. Be open to receiving. Be open, open, open. Hear me. Hear me. Figure out what it is that feels like openness for you. Sit with it and say, am I open or am I closed? Am I open or am I closed? Okay, so now you're going to start to write your new money story. And here are some questions to help you do that. And as you explore the answers to these questions, allow your intuition to guide you. And please don't judge your answers. This is sacred work. So just between you and God and spirit and nature, and just allow what is naturally within you to come forward. Describe your current money situation. You don't have to go too deep into this question. What do you have? You know, maybe you want to look at your net worth. Maybe you want to look at your bank account. How much do you earn? Just know. Just know how much you earn. And how much do you owe? That's it. That's it. Be specific as possible, but don't feel any sense of pressure around it. Just give yourself a snapshot of where you currently are financially. Next, what beliefs or actions created your money story? This is really cool. So what created your current reality? Just explore what created my current reality. Another way to look at this question is if your current money story was that of a character in a movie or a TV show, what is the story of this person? Like, what is their backstory? So think of yourself as a character right now in a movie that you're watching and going throughout life, and ask yourself, what's the backstory of that person? And just write what comes to mind. All you're looking for is some insight as to what led to where you are today. That's it. It's very simple. You don't need to overanalyze it. Next, I want you to imagine you are living in total abundance. How much money do you earn? You can think annually, you can think monthly, whatever works for you. And how do you earn it? What gifts and talents are you using to earn money, right? And in what ways are you earning money, right? So you are now living in total abundance. How much money do you earn and how do you earn it? Next, you are living in total and complete abundance. How much money do you spend on fun and play and what do you spend it on? How much money do you spend on fun and play and what do you spend it on? Next, you're living in total abundance. How much money do you save and invest? If you want, you can break it down to various accounts that you might have, or if you don't have the accounts, maybe you want to envision, maybe write it down. I do have this as a savings account. I do have this as a investment account. And just look at it that way. If it's more beneficial to think of what numbers are in those accounts, maybe when you log in to check your bank account, you get to see a specific number. But ask yourself, how much money are you saving and how much money are you investing? And keep it light, but be specific. Be specific. You are now living in total abundance. What is your net worth? Net worth can make people a little squirmy when they start to look at it because they're like, oh no, what if it's a negative number? So it might be a negative right now, but it doesn't need to be a negative number in the future. So think about what you would like your net worth to be in the future. You are now living in total abundance. How do you manage your money? What systems do you have in place? What is your money routine? And use your intuition to guide you. There is so much wisdom in the world about how to manage your money. And you can do some general research if it helps you to trigger something within you intuitively. But this is what I know to be true. You have to figure out what works best for you. You can take those systems and apply them to your life, but if you're not connected to them, then they will never work on your behalf. They might work temporarily, but long term, you'll be right back where you started. So trust your intuition to guide you to how you're going to manage your money now that you live in total abundance. And again, you don't have to be perfect at it. You may not know all the nuances and all the details, but you know enough and it feels good to you. So what is that? What is the way of managing money for you that would feel really good? You are now living in total abundance. How has your life changed? How has your mindset changed? How do you think differently, right? How are you living differently? What physical shifts occurred in your reality? What shifts occurred within you? How do you approach checking your bank account now? You're living total abundance. How do you feel about checking your banking account? You're living in total abundance. How do you feel about paying your bills? You're living in total abundance. How do you feel about debt? You're living in total abundance. How do you feel about work? These questions help you to start embodying, aligning with the energy of the wealthy you. A little sip of coffee here. You're now living in total abundance. How do you spend your money? List as many things as you would like and be soulful about it and base your spending habits on who you are and notice and acknowledge any feelings come up as you answer this question. Think about the things you want to have. You're now living in total abundance. What does your life look like, right? And a really fun exercise you can do as like a bonus to these questions is start shopping online, like window shopping online. And I've shared this exercise before. It's a really fun exercise to go through and say, okay, I now live in total abundance and I spend my money in this way. And maybe you fill the shopping cart at Nordstrom's or you fill the shopping cart at a store you really love. How are you spending? It's a wonderful way of using the digital landscape to manifest your reality. You know, you can even go to maybe Prime Now. This is the one I do for fun when I want a boost as to, you know, a boost in energy. I will say that. Like, it definitely, like, raises my vibration. But more so, it helps me see, like, who would I be if I were living in total abundance? I go to Prime Now, to the Whole Foods side, and I fill my cart. Like, what would my shopping budget be for this week? And what would I spend on or what would I want in my pantry, right? As opposed to just focusing on, you know, getting what I need or what I want for the week. If I were living in total abundance, how would my shopping habits be around groceries? Just a fun way to look at how do you spend now that you live in total abundance. And the goal of this is to feel good as you're thinking about your answers to these questions. Next, you are living in total abundance. How does living your abundant life benefit those around you? How does it benefit you? How does it benefit the planet? One more time. So you're living in total abundance. How does it benefit those around you? How does it benefit you? And how does it benefit the planet? Okay, you're moving out of lack now and into total abundance. It will require a change in your behaviors. You will act differently because you will take on this new money story. So if your abundant self was a character in a movie or a TV show, what would their story be? What would they look like? How would they move? What would they talk about? What do they think when they wake up in the morning? How do they relate to others? How do they take care of themselves? What do they wear? You're creating a new you, and you can do this. You know, very much the energy I tap into when I create a character for a novel is very much the same energy you're going to tap into, that energy of creativity to craft this new money story and this new you living that story. So think of it as a character and do some character development is what we call it on the creative side. Do some character development around you as your new wealthy, rich, prosperous, abundant self. Okay. How can you start living your new money story now? What small shifts or changes can you make right now to start living this new money story that you've been crafting? And recognize that you might need to replay this podcast again, or just pause, you know, as you're going through this, just kind of pause, go back, listen, write down. It doesn't need to be perfect. It just needs to be soulful. It needs to be thoughtful. It needs to be heartfelt as you're answering these questions. And then take 15 minutes a day to act out your new money story. And be creative. And you can do this in any way you please. But find time, like set aside time. You might need to put a reminder in your phone to stop and spend 15 minutes just acting out your new money story. So it could be that, you know, my Whole Foods, you know, fill my shopping cart. It could be you now have the resources to invest and you take some time to research some stocks that you would potentially invest in. It could be anything, really. It's like how you are being in your world. I recently was speaking with a client and the message Spirit gave me was ask her to be this new her while she's doing things such as making her coffee or getting ready in the morning, infusing the new her into her self-care routine. How do you hold the energy of this new money story in your body? How do you move through the world? What are your thoughts? If you are generally holding a low level of anxiety around money, around earning, around maybe paying your bills, then what would life be like if you weren't holding that anxiety? What would life be like if you were in peace completely around whatever bill shows up? You're in complete peace because you know there is more than enough money to cover it. What if you knew that you were earning what you wanted to make? How would you feel? And just to pay attention to what comes up. I got a hit here, so I'll share it with you. My spirit guides are showing me that someone is going to hear this question and think, well, if I'm making the amount of money that I wrote down I want to make, am I qualified? Do I have the skill set? Am I enough? That's all, you know, in the realm of limiting beliefs. And so you do have to start telling yourself, I am qualified. I am enough. I have the skill set. And if there's something I need to know and believe I will figure it out at the perfect time and in the perfect way. Okay, so that is how to start the process of creating your new money story. You will get intuitive insight and hits as you do these exercises. Just follow each of them. If there's something you need to learn or look up or research or implement or change or let go of, be willing to do that. And as you inch your way into this new money story, you will start to see physical manifestations show up that support that new money story. And if you want to go to the next level, please consider my program Abundance for All. Again, it's 8 sermons designed to help you live your most amazing life. And if you are looking for a coach, please consider my Activate Intuitive Coaching Package. That's a 30-day program. The Up-Level Intuitive Coaching Package, that is a 60-day program. Or you can always book a session with me. It's 60 to 90 minutes. We can jam. I can give you some intuitive insight. I can help you clear away some energy that might be getting in the way of you living the life you want to live so that you can become the person you truly want to be. You can become the person living the life of your dreams. If it's on your heart, it's possible for you. It just is. If you can see it in your mind, if you can say, oh, that'd be amazing to have that, that means it's possible for you. And I want to help you get it. So again, consider my services at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Thank you for listening to this program. Until next time, take care of yourself.